We always tie cutting back on consumption to becoming poorer. But the idea of degrowth is really an attempt to break that equation. It says that producing less and consuming less doesn't mean everyone has to live a harder life. It means switching to a different way of distributing things. You take water, energy, public space, and pull them out of the market's logic of commodities and let the community manage them together. The goal is to meet needs, not to chase profit. Cities like Barcelona are already experimenting in this direction. I keep coming back to one question myself. If growth itself is the root of the ecological crisis, does technological patching really help? Kohei Saito puts it very directly. Behind the climate crisis and the extinction of species lies that inner drive of capitalism toward infinite growth. Carbon capture, green growth, these are all just patches applied within the original framework. They can't solve the structural problem, so he argues for a turn toward degrowth communism through a restructuring of institutions. But on the other side, someone like Sam Altman thinks the complete opposite. He believes that if AI frees up labor, fusion solves energy, and a universal basic income on top of that secures basic needs, then we can build a new version of abundance. What's interesting is that both of these people reject the old logic of growth, and neither wants traditional employment at the center. But on how to get there, their answers are exactly opposite. One relies on an institutional revolution, the other on a technological breakthrough. What stayed with me after listening wasn't an answer, but this question. In a future led by AI, do we humans actually have the capacity to make the right institutional choices?